Weight loss solutions are not one-size-fits-all. Hers makes it simpler to get started and stick with a weight loss plan backed by expert-guided online care that puts your weight loss goals first. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits started just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com. Apply.
Good morning, wonderful people. Welcome to the podcast of Comparing Nakshatra, Nakshatra Comparative Study with two dominant systems where you can use the help to understand the nakshatra a little better from the point of view of I Ching, the Chinese system, and the Gene Keys system. We are in the sixth nakshatra of Ardra. Just to recap, Ardra is in Gemini. All padas are placed in Gemini, as you can see. So you're looking at the heart of Gemini. Temperament being Manushya, type being balanced and sharp. So it's a very discerning nakshatra. It's like got the energies of Rudra in it. So one of the great things about Rudra energies is it is here definitely to transform something, one thing or the other. Ardra Nakshatra can be the light bringers of this world, but in a very unconventional way, being ruled by Rahu. Okay, transformation through difficulties of life, these are the energies of Ardra. Keen intellectual capacity, lots of ups and downs in their life, great sorrow and rejuvenation after that. They are easily influenced, being Mercury, right? It's in the sign of Gemini. Think always zodiac first. It's an air sign and Mercury rules it. So a lot of intellectual capacity comes from there. Rising, acting to rise from the ashes. Something gets burnt down and reborn. It's always like that in creation. Optimistic, hope and futuristic. Again, Rahu. Investigative, shrewd and intuitive power. Once again, Rahu. Rahu provides this intuitive power to Ardra. Emotions connected to intellect, Mercury. Artistic and comforts. They love artistic things in Gemini, in Ardra. Okay, because it goes the unconventional direction. Art, if you think about it, is anything but conventional. It's not a conventional looking energy. They want freedom. They need to break away from monotony, tradition, non-traditional. They are very non-traditional as they come. Once again, Rahu. Free spirited to the max, Rahu again, combined with the young prince called Mercury. We get to the bottom of this in Ardra by the life lesson, using anger and grief as a mechanism or as an energy to transform negativity. That's the life lesson of Ardra. How does I Ching help us in this? Let us look at the list here. Hexagram number 6, conflict song. Song symbolizes conflict, like we say, anger and grief to transform. Song symbolizes conflict, aligning with the theme of using anger to transform negativity. This hexagram advises addressing conflicts directly and acknowledging and channeling the energy of anger to bring about resolution and positive change. Hexagram number 47, Kun, which is oppression. Kun represents the concept of oppression, similar to the experience of grief in the context of this life theme. This hexagram advises acknowledging the processing of grief, One of the things that Ardra and everyone here listening needs to understand is grief is not a mechanism of escaping something. Grief is a mechanism of transforming something older, letting the older thing die so that new can be reborn, maybe as you, maybe as those around you. Recognizing that the transformative power lies in facing and working through the feelings of oppression. Ardra feels oppressed because it is being stifled and it needs freedom. Hexagram 43, Guai, breakthrough. Guai signifies the potential for breakthroughs after facing conflict or oppression. So the breakthrough which comes after facing it, right? Obviously. Aligning with this theme, it suggests embracing and transforming an anger and grief can lead to breakthrough moments. This hexagram signifies or advises adopting a revolutionary mindset, which Ardra has actually. They are the thought revolutionaries, let me put it this way. Hexagram 36, Ming Yi, darkening of the light. Sort of the representation of Rahu, if I might say. Ming Yi symbolizes the darkening of light or decrease in clarity. Ardra causes confusion. Mercury is intellect, confusion in intellect and breaking through that cycle. In context of this theme, it advises navigating through periods of darkness or negativity with patience and resilience. Look for where your Saturn is in your chart. Bank on that Saturn to give you that patience. Use that signification, that area of life to transform it. Saturn brings patience. This hexagram emphasizes the importance of inner light during challenging times. Hexagram 59, Huan, dispersion. Huan represents the concept of dispersion and the dissolving of negativity, like something dissolving in water and releasing it, for example. One good exercise for Ardra could be that. Hold a cup of water in your hands, put all your negative thoughts into it because water is absorbing, and release it in the ground. Aligning with your theme, it suggests your transformative journey involves dispersing negative thoughts. Hexagram advises adopting mindset of positive dispersal and letting go of negativity. First is shedding negativity, and thereafter comes embracing positivity. Hexagram 53, Jian, development. Jian signifies the process of development and positive advancement. In alignment with this theme, it emphasizes potential for growth and positive development through the transformative journey of using anger and grief. Now let's see Jian keys and how it provides us the clues of how to transform Ardra, which it is looking for. In the context of Jian keys, let us see what can get us to this life lesson and understand Ardra a little bit deeper. Jian key number 6, the gift of sensitivity. The following Jian key gifts you got to focus on if you have dominant planets or points placed in Ardra in your chart. The gift of sensitivity. Sensitivity involves the ability to feel deeply. You must feel deeply, Ardra does, and empathize with others. This Jian key can assist in transforming negativity by fostering a deep awareness of emotions, including anger and grief, for getting that positive change. We are trying to transform negativity in Ardra. Jian key number 21, the gift of authority. Authority in this context is responsible leadership. This Jian key can guide the process of using intense emotions to transform negativity by exercising authority and influence in a way that brings about positive, constructive outcomes. Jian key number 38, the gift of unity. Unity involves recognizing interconnectedness of all things in all life. This Jian key can assist in transforming negativity by fostering a sense of unity and interconnectedness, helping individuals navigate intense emotions. Not an easy process, folks. Ardra can be difficult. because of the factor of both anger and grief involved. It's not easy, especially temperament being Manushya, it affects at the human level of things. And they are here to do some kind of rejuvenation, drive is samhara. Gene key number 43, the gift of decisiveness. Decisiveness is about making clear and effective decisions, something that is needed much in leadership these days. The gene key can guide the process of transforming negativity by encouraging individuals to decisively channel their anger and grief into actions. Anger is an energy which is outwardly directed. Don't be angry at yourself. Whatever you are facing in life, it's an energy you have to use to transform something, to bring about positive stuff, whatever encourages you to do. Look at your chart, look at the significators. Gene key number 51, the gift of initiation. Initiation involves embarking on new beginnings, starting something new. We have just started 2024. Use this. The gene key can support transformative journey by guiding individuals to initiate positive changes in their lives and the lives of others using anger and grief as catalyst. That's a beautiful word to use in this context. Catalyst. Gene key number 59. The gift of intimacy. Intimacy in the context of Ardra involves deep connection with oneself, because the anger and grief are arising in oneself. This gene key assists in transforming negativity by fostering intimate self-awareness and understanding, allowing for constructive channeling of intense emotions. Gene key number 37, the gift of equality. The gift of equality involves recognizing the inherent worth in all beings. Everything is worthy. We may sit in our own little points of view and think that something is out of place. Actually, everything is in place. That's the challenge. This gene key can guide the process of transforming negativity by fostering a sense of equality and understanding, acknowledging the shared human experience. Each one of us experience Ardra type of grief and anger at some point. Gene key number 57, the gift of clarity, involves seeing things and understanding in their true nature. This is good for Ardra since it has got Rahu and Mercury power in it. It can use this energy to see things in an unconventional way, in a cyclical way, so that it can transform it. So intense emotions, transforming it into positive actions, that's the life lesson of Ardra, wherever it is sitting. If you have planets and points which are personal, like let's say Rahu, Ketu, or Mercury, Venus, Mars, Moon, this becomes a dominant theme. So use this wisely. The next one we shall be dealing with Punarvasu, the next half of Gemini. Always use the zodiac first, zodiac significators first, where Mercury is placed, and then come to life lesson. I'll see you in the next. Take care, be safe.